Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Welcome to J.Ill, a production of iHeartRadio. Yeah.
Cello. That is like an official like Black girl thing, okay? That's worldwide. I just want you to know that. That wherever you go on the planet, a Black girl will say cello, okay? It's going to happen. Just like that, okay? It could be about anything. It could literally be about anything.
Yes.
But yeah, we do that. So today, we're going to talk about, we're going to continue talking about our favorite fucking things.
Yeah.
The things
that, I love it.
That our mamas and our grandmamas did not get an opportunity to enjoy. But there's some things that they definitely gave us, like a foot soak. That's a favorite thing of mine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, an Asian wash rag. My mother introduced me to those, the long scrubbies.
What? Oh.
Yeah, the long scrubbies that come in different colors. Yes, it's long. You get the back.
Oh, like, yes. All
you combine that. And not to mention, you combine it with the Dr. Bonner's that most of our mothers also use.
Oh,
come
yes.
on, son. The peppermint. Soap. Only the peppermint for me, son. Come
the
on.
Peppermint soap. Now, we'll have to say this, and I've said this on the podcast before. You're going to want to dilute.
Diluted, yes. You don't put it on the coochie so much. Yes,
Okay.
After a wax, don't use it after a wax because it clogs your pores. But
my mother also introduced me to the old school Clinique Beauty Bar soap that slid out of the nice little green. They still make it. Slides out of the little green thing. It's really, really, really mild.
Wow.
Soap for the skin. Clinique makes it. It's an old school Black girl go-to. Since we're washing faces and diluting soap before we burn our coochies, I'm just going to say that this is Jill Scott.
Oh, that's
and
right.
I'm here with Aja Graydon Danzler and Laya St. Clair. And this is the J.Ill podcast.
Yes.
Okay. So
where we don't burn our coochies. And we keep our faces clean.
Mm-mm. That's right.
We do.
That's right. Because a clear pore is a beautiful thing to have.
Child, listen.
Ooh, child. Yeah. And we struggle. I do.
Come on.
I struggle for a clear pore situation.
You ain't using your mama's Queen Anne green mask?
Ooh, girl, not the Queen Helene.
Wait, is it Queen Helene? I'm sorry.
Queen Helene green mask. Honey.
What's the green mask
that you get from Whole Foods and typically like wherever you could buy incense and you put apple cider vinegar in it?
Girl, oh, that's the thing with the Aztec
yes.
clay.
Oh, the clay. Yes. Oh, I didn't know you put vinegar in still, that.
Yes, you put apple cider vinegar. It will suck literally the your bad memories out of your pores if you leave it on long enough. It will. It will.
Then look, you won't have no sins.
Mm-mm.
You won't. Girl, baby, that clay mask, girl, you can't talk, you
Mm-mm.
can't think. You got washed off 9 times.
Open.
It always looks too complicated for me because it come in the powder form. So I'd be like, well, wait, what I got to do?
9 times and it still be in your hair.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
I love when I've gone out and I've had just a little bit around my edges. That's always been nice.
That's
mm-hmm.
nice.
That's nice.
It's our favorite though. It is a fave though. It's a nostalgic fave, right?
It's nice to have edges. Let's just have a moment.
It is nice. But I still, but it's not that it takes the edges out. No. It just simply to wash it out can be a.
You have to put a warm washcloth. For some of our Caucasian friends,
a washcloth
is a small towel that specifically you can use for your face.
And your legs.
You should have one specifically for your face.
Yes.
If you're going to have a washcloth at all.
Yes.
And then there's another that you can use for your genitalia.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can get up in there because you want to get up in there as well. Yeah.
That is very true.
You know, a lot of folks, you know, they don't use wash.
No,
they don't use wash.
One of my new favorite things is a small washcloth with you put your finger in it. It's white.
Nice.
I know my hand motion ain't good, but it has a scrubby side and a washcloth side strictly for the cooch. Before when I'm waxing and I got to exfoliate the scrubby side, you know, and then the soft side for, you know, any other time when I'm just putting my honey pot up there and I want to make sure things are, you know, properly placed.
I'm glad you mentioned
that's
the honey
a favorite
pot.
Thing, honey.
Yeah,
the
that's
honey
a favorite.
Pot.
Oh,
that honey pot is a favorite
sister,
thing, honey.
The honey pot.
I just got the lube. I let y'all know. Y'all know she make lube.
You said she lube. Did. You're going to have to give us a review.
Girl, it's made of, it's honey and agave.
Oh.
Yes.
That sounds like such a lovely time.
Yes, it is.
It does.
Yes, it does. For one of my favorite things.
Yeah, I just passed it on to my, well, not the lube, but I definitely passed on the honey pot tradition to my daughter just recently. I bought her a whole box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of
all them things.
All the pumpkin wash, the wipes, the panty spray.
Yes. Oh, I got the panty spray. Yes, girl, bergamot. And one of them got bergamot
too. Child.
Yes.
A cucumber and a bergamot.
That could be a black girl thing. I don't know. That bergamot. I think anybody who was around for when Body Shop came out.
Bergamot.
We was like, let me get that bergamot. Whatever you.
Wait a minute. I always got them twisted. There's two stores from then. There was the Body Shop and then there was
Bath and Body Works. But the Body Shop was like the more natural.
The more
like,
natural thing.
Yeah.
Bath and Body Works should smell like perfume, just as like the Auntie Emporium.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like there was a difference. Like there were two different kinds of girls. You know.
Yeah. You know it.
You girls. You know the Body Shop.
Yeah.
Had that almond. Had that coconut,
yes.
That shea butter.
Baby.
I remember when the shea butter came out. And they're hard to find now. The Body Shop is not around.
No, I don't see them that much anymore. Are they still
Mm-mm.
out?
And
no.
Remember, Mm-mm. you could get like 4 of them for a certain price. It was like $80 or something.
Yes.
I don't remember. You could get like a whole bunch of them. You walk out of there like, yes, I'm straight for the summer.
Yeah, the Body Shop was the business. The thing with Bath and Body Works, it was all about the fragrances, the body sprays.
That was where the fruity smells came from.
The fruity
and I always
smells.
Felt like that leaned more towards our dancing friends. They smelled of strawberry.
I'm okay. really going. I'm going to get my pocketbook. At this point, I need my
peach.
Bag and my coat and my keys. Where is my bag? Where is my coat?
Wait, am I lying?
Am I making this up?
Am I making this up?
And you wait.
I'm looking around.
I definitely wore body spray from there at some point. I know that I did. I know that I did.
Okay.
I did not.
And are you not a dancer?
Huh? Was I a dancer, darling?
I'll never tell.
That was just my perspective.
No, I'm joking. I listen. I feel that.
She ain't gotta be right. I'm just saying it was my perspective.
It was a fave for back in the day. People it liked wasn't. It.
But then here came Origins it was, and
it
Kills.
It was an extension of the Jean Nate. It was an extension of the Jean Nate.
Ooh, and okay. The one that had the old one. That's a good lotion.
What?
The I don't know how Aklamakatak. I don't know what it's called. It's French.
What's it called?
Where is that in the body shop? Is it in the body shop?
No, it's in the mall though. They have
Is it in Phipps or Lennox?
It's in Lennox.
Okay.
Oh, it's all in right. Phipps. It's probably in Phipps too.
You know, I'm asking you a class question. You know, like is it in the upper echelon mall or is it in the middle class mall? You know what I mean?
All I know is that it's certainly in the mall right by Trump Towers in New York. Yeah, I know it's across the street in that mall.
So this is your favorite thing? Some French, say it again.
I think it's, I don't know how to say it. I've never known how to say it, but it's nice.
I know exactly what you talk. I think I know what you talk about though. I don't know the name either.
More real talk after the break.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, one of my favorite things in terms of, like, you know, products is, like, I love what we talked about, Honey Pop, but I do love that Black women have all these really kind of cool, have like jumped into the care of
feminine
themselves.
Products. Yeah.
Not just feminine products, but like,
because they crowded up that section in Target. They got that whole, like, Black women in this natural feminine.
All of it. Like, it's just everything.
Oh, my God. It's so many Black women with dope hair products. I mean, the edge gel alone, the number of Black women producing edge gel is like, yeah, I'm just.
It's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. It's overwhelming.
I appreciate it.
I do. I do.
I have a hard time finding a good product because my hair will reject a product after a little while.
Oh, I got one for you, an edge gel, because, you know, that's natural. You got this, you know, curls from our homeland. It requires something different.
Something different.
Something different.
Well, I use one of my favorite products right now that I rake through my hair to give my curls like a little happy situation is a product from a company called Doux. Black woman.
Ooh. Oh, see,
and I love her products. Her, and you know what? She, they're bright colors and just look gorgeous. And she has names like Big Papa and, you know, just like really cool. You could tell. And I actually follow her on Instagram, and her husband are absolutely kind of adorable. So it all sells the product for me.
Talk us through the beauty, the hair part of the store.
It is overwhelming
because
now.
It's very overwhelming.
We didn't have nothing.
I don't know. Then you'd be like, well, I just want to support Black. Well, everybody's Black.
Right. You don't even have to. You got so many options up there.
Oh, and shout out to some of the Black. I do want to, you know, shout out to some of the Black owned beauty supply stores like Beauty Bees out in California. I know a few of them. So, you know, we do this thing, but we need to just do it more.
This one, the lotion that I was speaking of earlier that I really like, it's a soy milk and honey whipped body butter. It's from Kiehl's.
I knew it. Yeah, Kiehl's got some good shit.
It's cream to
honey.
Cream.
Honey, cool. Listen, it's worth the investment. Maybe you start with the smaller bottles first because it is not, you know.
It's not cheap, but a man, when I tell you.
That's what I use on my face, like moisturizer wise. So I understand. Well, wait, Aja. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Asia, what you about to say one of your favorite things?
Well, what I was saying was that there's a company called Ken Apparel and they do satin line hoodies.
Oh,
so you have, so like, you know, when you're traveling and you don't want, for those people who have issues with bonnets being in public, then you can wear your satin line hoodie instead.
Girl, there are so many alternatives. The bonnet thing really don't make no damn sense. It really,
and there's satin line winter hats, which I always struggle with because I like a winter hat.
Yeah,
and at one point I had really short hair and I couldn't go without a winter hat. And they have satin line winter hats, which are lovely.
I need that.
Yeah, Ken Apparel.
I got two Scullies and a turban with the satin lining. So, I'd be in that airplane with, because you don't want your head touching that thing. Speaking of favorite things and traveling, me and the boyfriend just realized we're at the age now where we can't put nothing on our back. Gone are the days of the backpacks. So I got So I got a whole, I had to buy me a dope, I got a dope backpack on wheels. And it's just funny when you travel, you got to make sure you got everything because it got like the little strap where you can put on top of your bag and then you could just roll. It's okay. Maybe I'm too travel deep, but I just wanted to tell y'all, it comes to a point where you got to go, you got to get the backpack with the wheels on, but make sure they got the strap in the back so that you can put it on top of your roller bag. So then you're rolling, you chilling, hands free. I'm just saying.
That is very hands free.
Yeah, just my new favorite thing, traveling.
A favorite thing of mine is a essential oil diffuser.
Oh, I yeah.
That. I love yes. those. I mean, if I could have them yes. everywhere, I would have them everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. So-
You just diffused, Jill? I'm curious, because I always juggling the diffuse versus the incense versus the candle, because you seem like you had candles, too.
I do. And incense.
I like all three, but the thing with the diffuser, which is cool, is it travels well, and you don't have to worry about a fire hazard, or in a lot of people who have respiratory issues eventually can't really do a lot of incense.
Right. Ah, okay. All right. Oh, bam. Okay.
So yeah. The diffuser is a good option for that. And if you're feeling a little under the weather, you just pop in a different oil and, you know, put the peppermint oil in there.
Oh, yeah. My mama bought me too.
Yeah. It's a good thing. I like those.
It's real grown up to keep up with it. You got to keep up with it and buy your oils and, you know.
Right. I generally like a room to smell really good. Like, I can't really relax unless the room smells good. And so I do the linen spray. I have, and then I will do a candle. Like, I just need things to smell good.
I got so many things. I even got the charcoal. I got the charcoal. And then you put the little herbs on top, and it burns on top, and it burns, smells so good. Like, they make you a blend.
Oh, tell me. So you said charcoal, and then they put herbs on top. Do you buy it like that, or you do it yourself?
So you buy you can buy a little holder for your charcoal where you burn it. This is traditionally old. You can buy this at any Muslim shop. Yeah, you know about that.
And I know about the charcoal.
Right.
You just added an element that I didn't.
Right. So I buy these little vials of smell goods, just herbs that smell amazing. And you drop them on there and it burns and the whole room just smells amazing.
Like a lemongrass or.
Lemongrass
is my thing. I like that.
What's wrong with you?
Well, let me tell you something. Lemongrass also too, if you plant it in your yard, it's a natural mosquito repellent.
It can.
Oh, come on.
That's true. But it can grow like bush. So be careful.
Yeah, you got to keep it under control, but it smells fabulous. Yeah. Keeps the mosquitoes off your back porch.
Yeah. Yeah. What about bees?
I don't know nothing about no bees, child. Oh, and I don't play about no bees either.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to do a little research about the lemongrass and planting it, because I'd love to plant. I'm excited about planting in the spring. Very excited. Yeah.
I want to be a better planter. Like, I recently stepped on came upon the gangster. What's the gangster gardener, my man? Gangster gardener who's done a lot of the brother who.
Oh, I know about that guy.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it.
Oh, I'm gonna send you him. I'm misrepresenting him because he's worldwide. Everybody knows his brother. He started by planting gardens that you could use with vegetables and food, like in the hood, places that you think like empty lots, places that aren't being used. He was into making them use.
And now he has like a master class. I even think he's done TED Talk before. He's well known, and he's really all about like sustainability and urban farming. And we like to do that. I wish I was a better urban farmer in my heart. In my heart, I'm an urban farmer. I've had a garden several times and I've had a pretty good harvest this year. So much. But I will say this, one of my favorite things that I've discovered about myself this year is my absolute need for nature. Like, I need to commune with nature. And when I say that, I don't need to wait for my birthday or my anniversary or a special occasion. Like, I need to be in nature almost daily. Like, I need that. I live in the city. I probably will live in the city a little longer, you know, but I do realize I need to have access to that. I take my little walks. I enjoy that. I like to be around trees and birds.
Ooh, have you hiked? And one of my favorite things is hiking over there on like Kelly Drive over there on the, in the parkway.
Hickory Trail,
and Wissahickon Trail, like in the, oh man.
It's so pretty.
Oh, it's so pretty. And you find all these secret, beautiful like statues to like the indigenous people. It's like, interesting. Yeah.
If you gotta live in the city, you gotta find some green space.
Yeah,
that to me is like, I just like I have to do it.
By the way, the gangster gardener, his name, I want to say his name. His name is Ron Finley, because he was big into the theater community and acting community before all this. So yeah, Ron Finley. But yes, nature all day and water when you can.
Good water.
Man, listen, talk about it, Jill. Good water. Warm water. Blue water. I can see my feet. It's my favorite thing. That's the thing. It's hard not to, when you go on vacation, not to pick a place that got some water that you can see your feet. It just brings you some kind of peace.
I love the ocean.
I'm going to say that Galveston, Texas,
really?
In August, the water is so warm. And you could literally walk a mile and it'll be up to your waist. Like, seriously. It's incredible.
I want to go now. I never thought. Texas is not on my list.
Yeah, normally it wouldn't be on mine. But, you know, I decided to go. I wanted a beach house for a week and a half. Grab some friends. And we went to Galveston, Texas. Because, you know, I figured, oh, I could be there, you know.
Right.
And yes, I could be there. So I went there and they had houses that had private beaches. And it was Airbnb. It wasn't like, you know, it was Airbnb. Everybody chipped in. And there was like 5 or 6 bedrooms and nice size house and like really lovely. Like, and the water was amazing. I came back. My skin was incredible.
Come on, Galveston.
I think I've seen these on a couple of my HGTV shows, the beach houses, the beach bargains, beach fronts. Because a bitch love a good HGTV. So yeah.
Well, that's a favorite thing.
Hey, listen, talk about it.
Do y'all have anything that you do annually? Like that's your favorite thing to do or something that you enjoy that you do annually that you keep up as a tradition for yourself?
I used to, like COVID, you know, that messed your stuff up.
Yeah.
But a favorite place to go for me was always Aspen.
Oh yeah,
that's on my list. I've never been there, Jill. And it's, tell me why it's better than like a Big Bear or something. Like, what's special about Aspen?
I don't know that it's better. I think it's better. I've been to a lot of ski resort places, and I really like it because nobody gives a fuck about you.
Oh, okay,
and that's awesome for me. Anyway, there's art galleries. Everything is walkable. There's great shopping, which is really, really nice. The restaurants are exquisite.
Wow.
Fantastic restaurants and wine out of this world. So I have not been to Vail, but Aspen is definitely a favorite, and you can go to Aspen all year round. So it's really lovely.
Well, actually, I did a music festival in Vail in the off season, and it was actually beautiful when it wasn't cold out. It was gorgeous.
That's what I'm talking about. Those mountains, honey. We're talking about all of that greenage and that beautiful sun on your ass. Now you do have to be mindful that there are bears. Okay.
And all the trash can receptacles will remind you.
Yes.
Because they are locked down.
Wow.
To get bears out. So they will remind you, baby, we have bears. And I was like, oh, well, so y'all don't really want a lot of blacks because y'all got bears and we don't do bears. Okay. We don't do bears. Amen.
Well, we don't do bears, but we do our heads on a swivel.
Right.
We do shut up and listen.
Hey, baby.
Listen.
That's the look right there. That's the look. That's the one.
Listen.
Girl, one of the things for tea that I like to do that we started doing, and I don't even know how we ended up going every year, but we had been going before COVID, and then we returned again this year, is that we started going to Art Basel.
I hear great things.
And I want to mention that on the podcast because the first time we went, it wasn't a heavily attended by the black and brown folk. And also too, in some of the major kind of shows down there. So for those of you who don't know, Art Basel is a big, like a huge art show. And some of the, and you have to kind of be in the main shows, you have to be associated with a gallery. And so many black artists struggle with that. And if they are, it's typically not a black owned gallery. So one of the things I'm very proud of was I did get the opportunity at one point going down there to buy a piece from a black artist who was represented by a black owned gallery. At that time, it was you know, that was kind of a big deal for me. And it didn't cost me a gazillion dollars because, you know, mm-hmm. art can run the spectrum. But yeah, anyway.
I would hope it's like, is it folks on the streets and stuff too? Like people take total advantage. So now
people do, like, you know, there's the main shows and then people do shows on the street. They it in other venues around the city, and the city is amazing. It's electric. Now there's lots of artists that come down there and do concerts, and Black folk have ascended and given this event all the flavor that it lacked.
Nice.
And now it is just one of my favorite things to do. And the first week of December in Miami, it is all about the good.
Yeah, I was about to say, by the time folks hear this show, it should be going down.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm supposed to be going.
And I will be there, darling.
You gonna go this year?
That's nice.
Yep. We're already booked and ready.
Ooh, I love that.
That'll make me go.
I'm very excited.
We're gonna take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you know, I'm all for famous.
We're all for famous.
Yeah. For anybody who has not heard, here we go. I'm going to tell you again. Here we go.
Tell us again.
So famous is the Christmas alternative. You know, if you've done the slightest amount of research and you've discovered that Jesus was not born in December, that America, well, a lot of world economy is dependent on the end of the year boost money. For anyone who's done any of that, I created a holiday called Famous. It is family is, and these are the favorite things about Christmas without the stigmas attached. Love the Lord all year long, if that's what you do. But for this holiday, we cook, we laugh, we listen to music, but we also, in order to get a gift, you have to write a one-page essay. And it's one stinking page, okay?
Page.
It's one stinking page. And then you write the one page about whatever you want to talk about. So that way we get to hear our elders speak. We get to hear our children speak. We listen to each other. You get a gift. Okay. And then all the essays are handwritten. And then we keep all the essays so that in the future we bust them out and be like, when you were 11, you said that you wanted to be a scientist. And now you're, you know, a scientist.
No.
Look at that. You know, so well, that's definitely one of my favorite holidays. I love to have people over for that. But I've learned that too many people is a long night because everybody's got to read their essay. You cannot get a gift without your essay. Why is that? Because nobody gets something or nothing.
Hey,
how many words?
A page.
Oh, a page. That's nothing.
One stinking page.
Oh, that's easy.
I'm right now. So I'm right. Easy.
Cursive. Yes.
It's so yeah, easy.
I'm going to practice my cursive with that. Well, y'all know I love me a blackity black holiday. So y'all know I love me some Juneteenth.
Come on.
And I didn't grow up celebrating Juneteenth. So I've only and I only been celebrating it with my kids for. Man, Dean was like little, so under 10 years. Mm-hmm. But as the years went on, I was like, I want to make sure that we have like some traditions and things that we do consistently during that time. So I make my homemade strawberry punch.
Yum.
Yum. Strawberry punch.
Homemade. Did she?
Yeah. Ooh. Strawberry soda is really what it's supposed to be, but it's punch at my house because I can't make soda. Right.
I'm going to need that whole recipe. I never heard nobody make no strawberry.
I just want to drink it.
After the news of emancipation, a lot of the formerly enslaved people decided that they wanted to do things that they couldn't do before. And one of those things was drink strawberry soda.
Right.
Oh, I love that.
But even back then, when I hear that story, I'd be like, what was their strawberry soda made of? And what did it taste? Did it taste like Fanta? What is it natural? Did it come from strawberries? Because, you know, ours
another
doesn't.
Thing is, I'm sorry, another I'm in my thing head. Is that the link to our parents enjoying butter pecan ice cream is linked to that story, too.
Really?
Really?
Yes. Because
wait, it's not. I didn't even know that was a universal thing. I thought that was just my daddy. You say yeah,
all,
that, like,
no,
that was
my older black people well. Love butter pecan ice cream. But part
I worked
of it,
in the ice cream parlor. I'm here to tell you.
Wow.
96% of black people that came in the ice cream parlor got butter pecan or French vanilla.
Wow.
Infuriating.
Vanilla ice cream, vanilla period, was something that enslaved people just did not get an opportunity to enjoy. So it was one of the things that they incorporated in their celebrations after emancipation was vanilla ice cream. And butter pecan ice cream is like an extension of that. And so those people's parents and grandparents enjoyed that. And that's why they like it, because that was the ice cream they were introduced to when they were young kids. So we like to do that. I do some cooking. But one of the things that I enjoyed was that I bought a book from my kids one time about a thing called pit schools. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our enslaved ancestors were learning how to read. They would leave in the middle of the night and they would dig these big ditches, cover them up during the day. And at night, they would go down in the ditches, cover them up, and by candlelight, learn how to read and write. Now, because they didn't have pencil and paper, they would use flour. And they would write in the flour their letters and numbers. So on Juneteenth, what I like to do is take our table and I put a cloth down and we put the flour on the table and we say our ancestors' names and we write their first names into the flour.
Oh, that is dope.
I love it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I wanted us to have certain things. And then also too, my good friend, Sonny King, does a huge Juneteenth parade, mm-hmm. which we attend now and that we've been a part of and everything. So we try to do, you know, we try to do the thing.
Yes.
I enjoy doing this. Like my favorite. It really is my favorite. I mean, mm-hmm.
look here, good people out here listening to Day.ill podcast right now. Look, you can create your own holidays. That's two out of the three thus far that have created a holiday.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't create Juneteenth?
A tradition.
Tradition.
Yeah. A tradition. Mm-hmm. And you can incorporate it into a holiday.
For
you know
sure.
what I mean? Mm-hmm. Create
sure.
a holiday for yourself. I love that, y'all. That's fantastic. Yeah, y'all. Yeah.
Take some of that. Take some of it.
That's wonderful. We like to do it. But yeah, I enjoy that. I feel like one of my favorite things always is going to be spending time with family.
Yeah.
Spending time with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to y'all about things I enjoy and I love, and building with y'all, getting advice, getting love. I live for that. That keeps me alive. That keeps me going. So that's always going to be my favorite thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I love? I love to get my head scratched. and I love a good massage, like a head massage. That is a favorite thing. If you want to be my friend, you go right here and start massaging my head. There may be some slobber, okay? I might fall asleep a few times, mm-hmm. but I'm trying to tell you, that's one of my favorite things in life.
Don't walk up on Jill massage. And put your hand on her head. That's not what she's saying. Don't walk up on Jill and put your hand on her head. That's not what she's saying.
That's
I just had to
I'm
say
saying.
It. Because I'm just...
Do y'all Thanks. Have a guilty pleasure favorite thing? Y'all afraid to tell people that you like? Don't be nasty.
I'm not gonna be nasty. I'm not gonna be nasty.
Yeah.
No, mine ain't nasty. Mine is just lazy. I'm like, my guilty pleasure is not doing shit. My guilty pleasure is sitting on the couch and catching up with every show that I may have missed in the past week. Like that is and in my world, I like the world to stop so that I can do this. You know, I know it don't, but I like to imagine that the world just stopped. And it's my guilty pleasure. Like,
I'm with you.
And it might be start with the bold and what's on the happen with the bold and the beautiful and young and the rest. There you go. Okay, I just told myself. Okay, it's on the DVR. Okay, that's the only reason I got the DVR. Okay, and the Housewives. Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's what I was trying to get at. I was just, what are you watching? What's your guilty pleasure? What's your no? I love that.
Any housewife show ain't a Trump city, okay?
Come on, baby.
Come on. I'm sorry.
I don't know if you guys watched From Scratch.
Yes, I did.
I've not finished it yet.
Y'all made me watch that show.
I haven't finished it yet.
I enjoyed it very much.
Ain't no spoilers.
No, I enjoyed it very much. That's all I'm saying. I enjoyed that. That might be. That and Something's Gotta Give with Diane Keaton.
Oh my God, you took it back. Yo,
love that movie.
I just watched her new thing that she got on Netflix, but Something's Gotta Give. Mm-hmm. The joint she did with, is that the one she did with Jack Nicholson?
Yes.
When, okay. Oh yeah, that's the best one.
It's like about divorce or something like that. Is that the one
with Amanda?
They're like divorce or something?
No, when she's taking care of her daughter's boyfriend who happens to be 60 because he's injured, and it's Jack Nicholson, and he's stuck in a house with her, and he doesn't date women her age, and it's like
in
a whole thing.
Fabulous beach house.
Yes.
I have to go back and watch that.
And
I
love
the word Beach House.
The steps, Jill, the steps. When you can do the steps, you get you some sex.
Yes.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's a favorite.
She's Nora, the woman who directed that. She's, even though she makes the whitest of good movies, she makes some good white movies. She just passed recently, Nora.
I mean, my guilty pleasure movies are the white rom-coms.
Oh, girl, let's go.
27 Dresses.
Damn, you went. Oh, you. Oh.
Wow. Okay.
All of those. Yes. Yes. How to, what is it? The one with
How to lose a
guy in 10 days. I'll watch those back to back. In Her Shoes, that's a fave for me.
In Her Shoes, I will watch every time. In Her Shoes,
I will watch that.
Listen, every time.
I will watch that every
first
time.
First of all, that's... Toni Collette is my guilty pleasure because there's really not too much stuff that Toni Collette does. I'm not. That bitch is phenomenal.
We like her. Yes. Yeah, I like those.
What's the one about Italy? The one she finds out her husband is cheating on her. She's devastated. He ends up taking pretty much everything. Well, he's about to. And she's like, you know what? Take it. And she goes off to Italy for a trip because her friends were supposed to go. And they were like, come with us. But they ended up getting pregnant. And she ends up going to Italy on her own. Oh God. And she gets there and she ends up walking into this house and something is just telling her to buy the damn house. She figures it out, takes everything she has and starts fixing up this house in Italy. Underneath the Tuscan sun.
The sun, Diane Lane.
Underneath the Tuscan sun.
Didn't see that movie.
Please watch that, Laia. I freaking love that. And have you seen the Dressmaker?
No.
Call me.
Watch the Dressmaker and call me.
Isn't that like an English movie?
Yes. Call me.
I got some guilty. I will tell y'all that I did watch the whole Crown. That's a guilty. That's one of my favorite things.
The Dressmaker made me so damn happy. As soon as it went off, I started it over.
Watch it again.
I believe it's on Netflix. It's not as on Amazon Prime or something like that.
So we got the Dressmaker under the Tuscan sun.
Yes, please. It is about these things are kismet. These things are about.
Oh, Kate Winslet is in it. You know, she did whatever. Kate Winslet can't do no wrong.
She really did no wrong on this one.
Yeah. Speaking of Kate Winslet, Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind. That was my joy for a very long time. When it comes on, I watch it. It's so weird. I like it. It's weirdo like.
Hitchhiker Guide to the Galaxy is very strange.
That's your weirdo movie?
I've never actually completely understood it, but I watch it faithfully. If I see it on, I'm like, I'm watching it.
Like the Fifth Element.
What is the name of that really weird movie that Lakeith... was it? I think I was the only person who was just like, I'm gonna watch this two times.
It was the one when he had the white man voice.
When he did the white man voice and where him and the guy were having an argument without having an argument. It's like to be one of the most classic moments ever on screen with two black
you
men.
You smell great.
Sorry to bother you. I just wanted to say, speaking of Lakeith, that I want to just take a moment to say that Atlanta, the show, and the cast individually as actors, and I'm going to just go say people, three out of four, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to just say that if I was Zanzi and my boy to play Paperboy, they are my favorite things. Like, they are my favorite. Like anything that they do individually, I am here. I even watched Bullet Train on the plane the other day just because my bro was in it. Mm-hmm. I'm here. And that's what y'all have done this season with this show. You had me at reparations.
What's funny about that is that every time I've only bumped into Lakeith once and I've bumped into Donald Glover a few times. And it's very strange.
Well, That doesn't sound surprising. That's people. Sometimes you shouldn't meet people. You should just watch them on the TV.
Yeah. Because I have a lot of respect and, you know, I appreciate what they do so much. And I'm like, hi. And
they're
But I don't know what's going on in their heads.
But also you're Jill Scott. So maybe it's like, oh,
you know. I don't know. It didn't feel like anything that I know.
Yeah. So that's just to the left.
Hey, I can love you from afar. You don't have to love me back.
Your artistry. Your artistry on point, though. But you know, I'm a leader.
Boop.
Guys know that my faves, and I talk about this all the time. Everyone knows that I love Star Wars. Star Wars is my fave.
I forget every time you say that.
I do too. Star Wars is my fave.
Block it out.
Please don't block it out. Star Wars is my fave. Star Wars is my fave. Big GOT fan. Definitely got into the House of the Dragon this year.
When you abbreviate it, it's serious.
Oh, yes. When it's all right. Big GOT.
Big GOT. Y'all know what it is.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, you're watching the show?
The movie sagas and the show, Rings of Power.
Excuse me.
So I love all things. I love a fantasy kingdom.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Everything is never in the story.
Swords and sabers and beings, elves and dwarfs and all those things. I'm here for all of that.
And kudos to your Star Wars-ness, because one of my favorite things this year was like a Star Wars show on Disney. The with the sister from The Woman King, who was the lead.
Obi-Wan. I'm all about Obi-Wan right now. Let me just explain this. Yes. My kids were like, if we went to FanCon or fan something, there's Comic-Con and then there's another one that's called something. And the kids were like, if we go, who are you going to be? They're like, are you going to be Princess Leia? Are you going to be Darth? Are you going to be? I was like, no, Obi-Wan. It's all about Obi-Wan for me right now. It is absolutely, and my son got me a red saber, and I let him go ahead and give me the Sith saber because he was thinking of me. He loves me. He does. I was like, okay, I'll let you have the Sith. He gave me the Sith saber. I was like, I need a Jedi saber immediately. I need a Jedi saber. So I am actually on the hunt for an authentic, a very close to realistic.
Ooh, Jedi there was a saber. Difference.
I need a Jedi saber. Thank you very much. It needs sound and light. Okay. The handle has to be true to the movie's design. Okay.
Okay.
These are my faves. I am, you know, I don't even like when people say stuff like blurred or black geek or something like that, because I just feel like it's not nerdy.
Nah.
It depends on how deep it is.
Appreciate imagination.
It's nerd is level. It's not.
I don't think there's a such thing anymore. We understand so much more now than we ever did. You know, some people just have Asperger's. I'm just saying, before we were like, oh, he's a nerd or he's a geek, he's this, there, that. Maybe it's just Asperger's.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, or maybe they're just freaking smart.
Right. And I, always been a proud nerd. Nerds win.
Like, when that.
Nerds win. I'm like, yes, girl, but I ain't seen every Marvel movie for no reason. I'm a nerd. I get it. I love it.
Come on.
I ain't watching She-Hulk, though. Mm-mm, I ain't doing that.
Oh, baby, no. No, baby, no. No, baby, no.
I'm not doing it.
No, we're not doing it. I'm not doing it. No. Also, too, I need an extensive backstory. Me, myself.
If you're going to give me Captain America and we're going to do that whole Black New Orleans thing that we did, like, we got deep with a couple of these one-offs on Marvel.
I need an extensive...
Okay.
What you got, Jill? What?
Is anybody watching Interview with a Vampire?
So I need to. Do no. I need to? Because I need to put it on my list. I was wondering if I need to put it on my list.
Baby, put it on the list.
I'm going to put that on my list for the other thing.
I'm going to watch it.
Baby, put it on the list.
Okay.
Okay.
They in season one, right? They only did season one? Okay. Okay.
So Anne Rice, I read Interview a long time ago, but I also read A Feast for All Saints, which I loved, but I know is a controversial thing to talk about because white women talking about black people and slavery in New Orleans and da 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 da. But I have to say, I liked it. I'm going to circle back and decide now at 44 if I still do. So I just don't want nobody, don't hit me up, okay?
Okay.
Give me a chance to circle back, okay?
I think I'm going to do the same because I read that and I think I was in college. I'm going to go back.
There was a movie too and I watched it.
I love that y'all write that stuff.
That woman can write. That woman can write.
Okay, put that on. All right. Yeah, I was in VC Andrews. Y'all was in Anne Rice. Y'all smart. I get it. Okay,
girl, we had VC Andrews in my house too, child. We all grew up in the same era.
Okay, I didn't know.
Stephen King, VC Andrews. Okay. We had it all in the house, child.
Thought y'all was up in there reading Toni Morrison at 10, you know.
No, child, that came way later.
Yep.
I was Dear Goddess Me Margaret and with you,
yes!
baby.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Hardy Boys.
Yes.
All that.
Rosa Gee.
Girl. We was Friends. All reading them same books.
We sure was, right?
Judy Blume.
I'm gonna take y'all back to the Archie comic books.
Listen, don't you? Girl, don't mess with me. I used to collect them. Who are you talking to?
Mean song.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
Because you real black. Didn't. How black is Angel? She's so black. She couldn't even fuck with Archie, you know. But you know,
it wasn't a thing in my household. I don't know why.
Mine either. I did it on my own.
I would like to normalize not putting blackness in any box.
Yes. Okay.
There's no boxes for all the things that we can do or see or enjoy. Yes. They become our favorite things.
Right.
There's no boxes for that. So we love to support black businesses. I want to go back real quick to hair. Uncle Funky's daughter. That's a really good product. Jet uses that.
Wow.
He's got really curly hair. Daughter. Uncle Funky's daughter. And you can shop the products by pattern, by curl pattern. Which is very nice. It's completely emollient. We like emollients.
Oh, well, we do. Are you telling me I do.
Yeah, check emollient. That out. Uncle okay. Funky's daughter.
More conversation after the break.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Is she breathing right now? Yes, she's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all know I like the internets, and I did talk about this a couple times. Do y'all have any faves from the socials?
Oh, like the people that we follow?
Yeah, people you might follow, people who you think just do a wonderful, cool stuff on the social medias?
Yeah. I have to just say that I really, really love TikTok.
I love TikTok. Okay. I love a TikTok challenge. I love a dance challenge.
I just love being able, I'm a voyeur. So being able to get inside people's houses is a thing. They're talking and I'm looking in the background like, I love it. I love being able to watch people's expressions when they're having a conversation. Like, that just thrills me. Like, I'm going to go ahead and say that of all the things that I could possibly do in a day, from shopping, which I love, consignment shops and thrift stores and things like that. And then, you know, freaking Bergdorf's. I love all that shit. But it's the people watching for me, baby. If I can find a little cut, a little spot where I can just watch people be people, that's a wonderful day for Jill. Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful day.
One of my favorite accounts is an account on IG called Some Jazz Playing. And basically what they do is they find videos of Black people doing, in some instances, what might be considered ratchet, but then to jazz music.
Wow. Following it, they already was putting it in.
It's literally one of my favorite things.
What's it called again?
Some Jazz Playing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard question to answer because you got to look at your whole feed. But I was just going to say top of mind, one of my favorites that I kind of fantasize and look at her. I don't know how kind of like they live in real life. But whoever this Coco Brown Travels is, who is this Coco Brown Travels? Ooh. What does she do? Who are they? You know who I'm talking about? When she always sings about these luxury, like beautiful. Now they somewhere on the continent with Sunday brunch vibes, having brunch in front of a waterfall.
And you're
Morocco, excuse me.
Morocco.
Bam.
Bam.
Yeah, I follow a lot of the travel folks because
I also like a page called We Are Urban.
We are urban.
And I feel like what I like about them is that they're going to give you a quote, baby, every day. They're going to give you a quote, and that quote is going to be exactly what you're going through. And I don't know how they do it. I don't know where it comes from, but they about to snatch my edges in a lovely way when it starts. I don't know who needs to hear this, but
I cannot wait to get involved with this some jazz playing because I love this when you just change the narrative real right fast. Same thing.
Uh-huh.
But you put some other shift colors on
yep.
it.
Yep. Shift that perspective it. On it in about 2.2 seconds and suddenly it's beautiful.
Ooh. And that's what I want for us. So bad. Isn't that what we want?
Yes.
Isn't that what we want?
Yes.
But yeah. For the joyful people, for the people who are really just trying to, you know, enjoy life. You know, see the beauty in it. Like, that's what I want. I want us to be able to change the narrative of some things. So you get that taste out your mouth.
Baby.
Get that taste out your mouth. Dang, I love that. I can't wait.
Yeah, those are some of my faves. I have lots. Because y'all know I probably know on do. The socials more than y'all.
Yes, but you are.
I do enjoy, I enjoy a good dance challenge. I enjoy a good TikTok. Definitely enjoy those two pages quite a bit. I enjoy Uncle Poochie. And Uncle Poochie is the uncle of a journalist. And she just decided to start like his page for him. And he wears these outfits. And he's just a joy to watch. Uncle Poochie get dressed every day in his gaiters and his heavily creased wide leg pants, silk shirt, and do-rag and hat to match. He is a joy, Uncle Poochie.
And yeah, he got 40,000. Oh, he got a, and he has a perm and a conch, or maybe, one of the two.
And he has more than one Cadillac. Get into it.
I told y'all the conch was coming back.
No, it's no. He's from another. He's from another time.
Yeah, we enjoy Uncle Poochie.
Well, he's still doing it, so.
Yes, I'm sorry. I just throwing some few things out there that bring me some general joy every day.
Donuts, I love that.
I'm saying?
I'm going to go right here with Don't Call Me White Girl.
Yes.
Like, I'm
yes.
happy to see her every time I see her.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
every time I see her, I don't know what she's talking about. But girl, I just enjoy her.
I enjoy
it's the,
her
it's
too.
It's the ultra Philly for me. Like, as she's so Philly strong. I love it.
So Philly strong. We yeah. love her. We do. Yeah. We really do.
Yeah.
She's enjoyable.
Mona Love.
Yeah. Very enjoyable.
Very.
But I love it because I feel like that little bit of joy goes a long way. Like, I know people downplay the, you know, content creators sometimes, but they do bring people joy. And I have experienced that joy. Like, it's cool.
I had a hard time with the whole concept of content creator. I'm like, aren't you a producer?
Yeah. It's something that we've been doing it for a minute. It's just a term to something that everybody else has been doing. You're a content creator. You're a content creator.
Right.
The general.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, me going into a different generation, like.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Yeah. I hear you.
You can make money like that.
Talking about Jen had been telling me for years, YouTubers rich, mom. I was like, that's some bullshit. They done borrow some stuff from some people. That's not real, Jen. But I'm learning.
Did you apologize?
I did.
Okay, good.
I was wrong.
I was wrong.
Okay. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who these things that comes up with my mom sometimes. I don't know.
She been there for a minute. She there. She
keeps calling me back. Eh? Yeah. I'm so glad. I don't know it.
I just like to watch your mouth move when you do it.
It's a cool thing.
Well, I mean, personally, as far as when I don't want to do anything at all, when I'm just like, okay, I just want to chill, it never really works out that way. So I always end up in a conversation with one of these people that lives up here in this house. And honestly, they are some of my favorite things because they're Come funny on. As hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are funny. I love them. I love spending time with them because they're like my little besties. I shouldn't say that because I know we grew up like, oh, I'm your mom. I'm not your friend. I'm not your little friend.
Who grew up with like the? I didn't. My mom, my best friend.
I didn't grow up like that, but I hear it so much in our community.
Oh,
I'm not your little friend.
Yeah, well, that's when you didn't step over your bounds. But yeah, now I ain't your little friend. I didn't got that. Yeah,
they are my friends.
Y'all are friends. It's good. It's good.
They're fun.
I was always aware that my mother was my mother. But she raw talked me though, and that I've always appreciated.
Yeah.
There was really no filters about anything. I enjoyed that. That was good stuff.
Yeah.
That was a favorite thing. I try to be that way with my kid. Like for us,
Does your mom have a smell? Because my mom had a smell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when I got her really stuff, after she passed, when I got her stuff, I was like folding up t-shirts because she had like a ton of t-shirts. I don't, my mother's late in her life, honey. Like she had like 35 pairs of black pants. Like my why? But I was going through her stuff and y'all like sniffed it.
Yeah.
She had a smell and it's literally like.
Yo, every time I go back to my mom's house, my grandma, you know, she had a room there and her clothes are still hanging up in the closet. I always go in there and go in the closet and hey, grandma.
We moved out of that house that my grandmother was in. So I didn't get a chance to go back in that room in that way. But I got a lot of her nightgowns. And even after I wash them, I can still smell her in the nightgown.
You can't wash it out. Yeah, I just want everyone to say, the smell I'm talking about doesn't come out in the laundry.
No, it doesn't.
No.
That's a favorite thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a favorite thing.
Ooh, baby.
I love when this boy of mine comes, and now he's so much taller than me. I can't. But I love it when he bends down and he puts his face in my neck.
Because you know he smells it.
I know. I sniff everything. I'm a bad person in that way. I'm a bad, but
the smell that we smell, he smells it on you. Mm-hmm. You have one.
Yeah, you got one too. You got it. Yep.
Somebody's going to be sniffing my shit when I'm gone.
Yeah.
They sniffing your shit now, girl.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know, man. Y'all going to have me in a happy place when I leave here off of this show. I thought about all kinds of cool stuff that I got movies
to watch. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Happy places and enjoying those favorite things and talking about them and then going and doing it. Somebody go somewhere and get a scoop of butter pecan on a sugar cone. Huh? Don't get that.
Go to Ben and Jerry's. Get that waffle cone that come out the oven. Get that on the waffle cone.
Out the oven.
Yeah, you know, they wrap theirs fresh. Only go to a shop that wrap it fresh.
I worked there.
Yeah.
You worked at Ben and Jerry's.
I worked at Ben and Jerry's. Ooh. And Hillary's.
No, this is not good for my lifestyle.
Oh, Hillary's with the Hillary's.
That was good.
Yes, Ben and Jerry's is my favorite ice cream, but I'm telling you, man. Oh, my goodness gracious. There was an ice cream parlor when I was a kid that we used to go to, and I can't even really remember, but that was my favorite until, you know, I discovered Ben and Jerry's. But my favorite in Ben and Jerry's is that chocolate fudge brownie situation.
Chocolate fudge brownie?
Yes. Ben and Jerry's?
I'm a Cherry Garcia kind of girl.
Me too, girl. And you should just know all they chips is chunky. Cherry Garcia, Chunky Monkey, whatever you want. Just know you're getting a chunky, you know, and that's a dark, it's kind of a dark chocolate chip. See, we circle back to the dark chocolate because that thing ain't no milk. That's what I'm saying.
Why did you say chunky like that? That felt sexual like.
It did. Are you sure it's not the way you were receiving it?
I think it was the way I was receiving it.
I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm 44. I'm horny all the time.
I'm horny all the time. I'm just joking.
Favorite things. I'm horny all the time.
Being horny.
I was going to say, we can't name all our favorite things, but you know.
That's another episode of another time. Thank you so much, y'all, for listening to J.Ill, the podcast. It is our pleasure just to have conversations to what? Spark conversations. Take care, y'all.
Peace.
How do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
Hey, listeners, it's Amber, the producer here. I love this series of faves. I'm learning so much about all three hosts. I hope these conversations help with your holiday wish lists. Just in case you missed them, I want to shout out a few of those Black-owned brands mentioned in the episode. One, of course, Honey Pot, Kin and their satin-lined apparel, Do for your hair, of course, our favorite feminine care brand, Honey Pot, Kin for their satin-lined apparel, and Do for all your hair needs. I'll drop the links to these businesses in the show notes. Happy shopping, and podcast besties, be sure to share your favorite things with us. Hi, if you have comments on something we said in this episode, call 866-HEY-JILL. If you want to add to this conversation, that's 866-439-5455. Don't forget to tell us your name and the episode you're referring to. You might just hear your message on a future episode.
Thank you for listening to Jill Scott Presents J.Ill, the podcast.
J.Ill is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.